Hello, hi friends, I'm Dwela Shetty. Today I'm going to talk to you about breathe out the problems from your life. Close your eyes for some time. Breathe in and breathe out slowly. Breathe in strength and breathe out the negativity from your life. Those people who are hurting you or the things that are worrying you, let them slowly out of your life. Continue breathing. Do not stop breathing right now. You are in a different space altogether. If there are other thoughts that come to your mind, take them out with your breathing. Concentrate on your breathing. Don't let people who mean nothing to you to influence you in any way. Remember, whatever you hold in your mind will tend to occur in your life. This sentence is so powerful. I'm saying it again. Whatever you hold in your mind happens in your life. If you want things to be happier, you want to be a happy person, you want something in life, hold that thought in your mind for some time, for some days, for some hours, and you see the magic that will happen. So be very careful what you're holding in your mind, whether it is positive or negative. You will act as you believe. Remember, the mind is such a powerful thing of a human being. It's only a human being who can think and speak. No other animal on this earth God has given the power. If you want different results in your life, you have to work for it. You have to change your mindset. You have to do it. If still close your eyes and continue breathing and listen to what I'm saying. Believe in the fact that beautiful things will happen in your life. If you're going through a hard time in your life, then remember there is a phase of your life. Say in your mind, this too will pass. This will go away from my life very soon. It's for a very short time. You know, as much as you can suffer, God gives you only that much as you can suffer, not more than that. He hears you. He sees you. He knows what is happening in your life. He sees it before you see it. He knows, love him for what he is. Thank him every day for your family, for the food on your table, for the clothes you wear, for the job you have, for the friends, for the water you drink. Some people come into our lives for a reason and some come for a season. Find out the difference. Who are these people in your life? Don't trust people too easily. There is a gut feeling you have when you meet somebody, whether you should trust them or no. So be judgmental and do not trust very easily. Nobody is perfect except God. Accept your imperfections. We all have them. If you need to change something, change it slowly in your life. Be more with nature. Nature teaches us to be patient. See how a plant grows from a seedling to a big tree. How a flower blooms. How birds are born. How animals are born around us. It is slowly. Only we humans want to run around in life. Don't run around and try to be busy. Slow down. Get into a slow mode of living. Be mindful of people around you, their feelings, what they feel. Value your time and value the time of others. That is so important. Be responsible for everything you say. Remember, once you say it, you cannot get it back. With every word, be responsible. Don't sit idly, gossip about others, watch TV, be whole day on your phone. Learn new things every day. Read something new every day. Last but not the least, help the poor. If you cannot be anything, at least be kind. Offer a cup of tea to somebody, a hot meal of a roti and some sabji to somebody who you think needs a hot meal. One person you help is enough every day. One person you can say something good to and change their life. Maybe you're the only person who is going to change the life of that person. You're the only person who said something good to that person that day. And say more of I love you. So I end today's podcast by telling you I love you so much. God bless you. And enjoy the life that God has given you. Thank you.